You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Society for Intellectually Handicapped Children recently announced that it will be going to the Human Rights Tribunal over discrimination of disabled students in New Zealand schools. The IHC first appealed to the tribunal in 2008, but they have said there has been no change in how young disabled students are treated. I spoke to the IHC's Director of Advocacy, Trish Grant, about their appeal. I began by asking why they are taking this to the Human Rights Tribunal and what outcomes they hope to achieve.
IHC is taking this action because all of our efforts to solve these problems for disabled students at school have failed within the education system. So our case is about recognising these issues, that these issues have become a human rights issue and need to be solved by the Human Rights Review Tribunal.
So would you be able to give some examples of discrimination that have happened and how many students this impacts?
We don't know. That's one of the things, is that we don't collect very good data on the numbers of students with disabilities at school. So it's no accident that we're not setting up resourcing systems to make sure they have what they need to learn. So some examples of discrimination are that some children, as we heard in Whangarei this week, are only able to, are being told by the school, they can only be at school for an hour a day. Now, that doesn't happen for other children at the same school, so that's a clear example of discrimination. They're being treated differently than other children. Many disabled students are in classrooms where the way they learn isn't understood by the teacher or isn't supported in terms of the learning opportunity meeting their needs in the way they learn. And that doesn't happen for other children. So that's another example of discrimination. Also, we know that many students are stood down or suspended for behaviours that are to do with their disability, and we think that is not acceptable, and also evidences discrimination in that, you know, when you don't get what you need to access what other kids do at school, that's not fair and it's also discrimination.
So how do you think schools and teachers can support these students without any, like, structural changes from the government?
Well, that's the thing. That's a good question. IHC's complaint is about the systems and structures of education. We know that most schools and most teachers want to do a great job in this space, but they're telling IHC that actually they haven't got the human or financial resources to do a great job. So this isn't, IHC's complaint isn't an anti-school or an anti-principal complaint. This complaint is absolutely targeted at government to say, your systems and structures are not enabling all children to have a fair go at school.
Do you think the school's ability to support these students is impacted by a general lack of funding for education and teacher aids?
It's not just funding. It's about having the teachers and the principals, you know, feeling really confident and capable around teaching and welcoming disabled students. So we've got some problems around initial teacher education, ongoing professional development. And yes, there is the dollar issue. Schools are saying that they're not given what they need to do a great job. So there's not the resourcing framework. The dollar resourcing framework is flawed, and it's full of lots of individual buckets of funding that schools have and families have to work hard to access. So it's a very unusual resourcing framework, and families and schools are saying that it's not easy to navigate, and it doesn't give children or schools what they need.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.